You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased now to be joined on the phone by Jesse Farrar, the lead singer and bass player for Old Salt Union. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy? Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. The last time we spoke was right after Cut and Run came out, and that turned out to be, we didn't know it at the time, but your last self-released album, and we were talking about how it seemed like you guys were just about to really break, and well, since then, it seems like that's kind of happened, right?
Yeah, it's been a fairly productive year. We got a long way to go, but yeah, a lot of good things have happened since the last time we spoke, and kind of feels like we're on the right path, you know.
I guess the big deal is Compass Records. I believe it was it a 3-year five album deal or a 5-year three album deal? I can't quite keep that straight, but a good
one.
You
know what? I can't keep it straight either. It's one of the two, a couple options in there in the deal where we can, you know, do whatever. But actually, we're getting in talks now of getting back in the studio this year in the fall, hopefully, and releasing a bunch of new material. So, Compass Records has been great to us, and we're looking forward to the future, man.
And it seems like the album that you released on Compass, I guess last fall, has gotten some notice. There are people that hadn't talked about you before that I now know who you are, and I just wonder if you kept saying that you're getting closer and closer to your live sound on your records. Did you get any closer on this one?
Yeah, this one, this one was kind of a compilation of our last three records that we put out independently, and so we got in the studio with Allison Brown, and we kind of rearranged and reorganized and reimagined a lot of the songs the way that we had played them live, more or less. So yeah, this album in particular definitely has more of a live feel, just because we'd been playing these songs for so long and they'd kind of morphed into kind of a different thing than we had originally recorded. So we tried to put the live spin on them as good as we could. So yeah, I would say this is probably as close as we've gotten. Cut and Run was closer, and this was is definitely the closest. So hopefully, I think we've kind of figured some things out in the studio where, some better ways to record each other individually and then together. So I think we kind of got the formula down, and we're getting closer to the real product.
You guys have no shortage of original music, but I did find it interesting that you covered a Paul Simon song, and not only a Paul Simon song, but probably one of the two or three Paul Simon songs that most people think of when they hear him. And you wouldn't think stylistically at first that it was going to work, but as soon as I heard it, I thought, wow, these guys totally captured the spirit of You Can Call Me Al, but did it in their own way. Did you kind of know that there were going to be some ears on that song because it is such a famous cover?
When we first started playing it, we probably started playing it about 2 years ago, sprinkling in the sets live, and I don't think we had any intention ever recording it. I think it was just one of the covers that we kind of threw in, because as an original band, when you're touring to new markets and new groups of people, we try to keep people's attention, but you know, sometimes you need a good cover to keep, you know, keep people involved in what you're doing, you know, especially if they don't know your music already. So so initially it just started out as a song that we all thought was fun. We also write a lot of minor key, kind of darker songs, more aggressive songs, and it was nice to have the juxtaposition of kind of a poppy, fun 80s tune, you know, and so but as time progressed, it kind of became part of our set that people looked forward to, and it kind of became a part of what we did. So when we got into the studio with Compass, it just felt right to do it, and we got the blessing from Paul himself to put it on the record. It all kind of just fell into place. So.
And you guys all come from such diverse musical backgrounds. I love the instrumental on your record called Flat Baroque. Can you tell me about how that song came to be?
Yeah, so John Brighton, the fiddle player, wrote that tune. He was a classical major in college, so he kind of had this idea of writing a tune in a Baroque fashion, which is a genre of music that kind of predates classical music as we know it, 1600s or late 1600s, I believe. Johann Sebastian Bach was a big part of that, so he kind of had this idea of using the ideologies and the progressions of the Baroque movement And so as he wrote it, it kind of lent itself to these cool harmonies on mandolin. And John is also a competent mandolin player. So him and Justin Wallace got together and threw in some odd time signatures, and then Flat Broke was born, you know.
As your band has progressed and you've gotten more acclaim and people are starting to know about you, have you turned to your father or your uncle for any advice on how to survive in this music industry?
You know what? I haven't. I probably should at some point. But no, you know, the paths are, although we're doing the same kind of thing, the paths are different. And you know, Jay's still doing what he's doing, and my dad's still doing what he's doing, and you know, we've talked about certain things, but now we kind of stay in our own lanes, and we get together and talk when need be. But you know, they're both very supportive and great role models for me to look up to. And you know, I probably take more notes from a sidelines perspective of watching them than you know, anybody else does me. So I've been in good hands.
I didn't know until recently your love for hip hop, and it says you've actually done some hip hop production. Do you get to do much of that these days?
No, I don't, and I wish I did. You know, I was a jazz major and a jazz performance major, and I've always actually played music, you know, but for whatever reason, hip hop and rap and pop music in general was always just something fun that I did. You know, not saying it's easier necessarily, but coming from like a jazz rehearsal, you come home and you just want to kind of ease your mind playing some more simple stuff. And so it was always something that I used to pass time, but particularly in college. But now that we're on the road so much and I don't have a laptop anymore, it's become more few and far between do I actually do any production in the hip hop or pop world. But yeah, I would really like to. I wish I had the means to do so.
You guys have played this way a couple of times at Lower Town a couple of years ago, but this Saturday you're going to be at the Clemens Fine Arts Center at WKCTC Saturday at 7:30 p.m. You know, people hear you described as a newgrass band or a string band, but really, for those who haven't seen you in concert, you're a little bit more than that once you take the stage, right?
Yeah, you know, we have our guitar player, Rob Kendall. He's been in the band now for a year and a half or so, and when he first started, we were playing shows, he's like, man, you guys are a rock band, you know? And he's like, you guys put on rock shows. And this is when he first joined the band. And he's only helped progress or help build on that foundation. And so a lot of times, you know, and that was the first time I'd really heard that. And so a lot of times when we're on stage now, it's I look around, I'm like, yeah, we are like a string rock band, you know, and we put on kind of a rock show, you know, with many, many elements of jazz and blues and folk and alternative. You know, we try to kind of exploit all of those genres of music. So yeah, I would like to think we're a little more than a newgrass band or a string band. We're kind of just an old salt union band.
Well, is there anything else you want the listeners to know ahead of your performance this Saturday in Paducah?
No, man, we're really excited to be back in Paducah. I think since last time we've been there, we've really refined our sound and really, really got down to business and put together the best show possible. You know, so we're excited to bring it back to Paducah. Paducah's really our backyard. You know, it's not too far from us here in St. Louis, so it's a nice, easy drive to see some nice folks, and we're excited to be there.
Jesse, I really appreciate you taking your time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much, brother. It's good to talk to you again, and I hope to see you soon.
All righty. That's Jesse Farrar. He's lead singer and bass player of Old Salt Union. They're going to be playing Saturday evening at 7:30 at WKCTC's Clemens Fine Arts Center.